Will Microsoft have Windows 12 in the future? This is the Fake News Channel. My name is Joe Gilbert. Episode number 2 is here. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. I bet that Microsoft will remove 10 from the name one day, because the actual version number is hidden in the build number of the update, and these updates are actually new versions of Windows. Microsoft now provides them in a more convenient way and gets rid of long-term support for certain legacy systems. Windows 10 will continue to be supported until 2025, but Microsoft has not announced how many updates will be officially launched for Windows 10. Unless you really want to try out the new features we're about to discuss, it's really not that important to upgrade to Windows 11 immediately. Although no one can predict what Microsoft will release in the next update, as a Windows 10 user, you can expect some changes in future versions. As you can see, Microsoft has begun to adopt a new method to regularly release new Windows 10 updates. The same is true for Windows 10. Microsoft releases major updates to its existing Windows 10 twice a year. Existing Windows 10 PCs will be eligible for free upgrades, and insiders will begin to receive new versions in development channels and beta versions. However, Windows 11 has new minimum system requirements, and not all PCs can meet these requirements. Microsoft has released a free PC health check application that will show whether your computer is ready to run Windows 11. Even if your computer can run Windows 11, you may wonder whether you should upgrade. Most Windows users will probably not be able to upgrade until next year, because Microsoft has set itself a goal of providing updates to all compatible computers in mid-2022. Microsoft may choose Windows 11 or Windows 12 in the future. But if people upgrade to Windows 10 and update it regularly, then everyone will be satisfied with Windows and don't even have to worry about the version number. Similarly, Microsoft will not release new numbered versions of Windows operating systems, such as Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 10, etc., but will do similar things. The model that Microsoft will adopt in the future is to release new versions of Windows twice a year. As mentioned earlier, Microsoft will release Windows 12 in the next few years, that is, in April and October. As previously reported, Microsoft will release Windows 12 in April and October next year. Or, according to Microsoft, if you want something extremely stable, you can try the latest version of Windows, but with constant high-quality updates and key features in the version preview channel, you will be able to work with insider builds, and Windows 11 is coming to the developer channel very soon. Windows 11 will be a free upgrade for existing Windows users. You'll need to be online to download, install, and activate Home Editions, and you'll need a Microsoft account when installing or upgrading your PC or tablet. If you're already using Windows 10, Windows 11 will be available for free, but Microsoft assumes that it will only be for a limited time, reflecting the upgrade strategy used to encourage Windows 7 users to jump to Windows 10. If they have, by purchasing a new copy, the update will be available in Home and Pro editions on Microsoft's website and select third-party resellers, just like Windows 10. To check out what's available in October, Windows fans can join the beta channel, which Microsoft says includes features planned for the release of Windows 11. People who want to try out the latest Microsoft experiments can join the dev channel, but this one the channel includes the most up-to-date updates that are not necessarily tied to the October release of Windows 11. After October 5th, we may see much fewer Windows updates than during the test period, but even after the launch of Windows 11, it lacks the promised features, such as Android application integration. Instead, Microsoft will be in the next few test Android support within the month. However, Microsoft can use this opportunity to give up support for old hardware. We are talking about devices that have difficulty running the latest version of Windows 10. Dual-screen devices may become more popular in the next few years. In the next few years, Microsoft may also focus on optimizing Windows 11 for these new form factors. Microsoft's Windows Sun Valley project was first launched at the end of 2020, but until recently, many new features are expected to be introduced in the Windows 10's 2.1H2 update. As mentioned earlier, Microsoft's approach to future versions of Windows is likely to be inspired by Windows
10X as well, despite the secondary operating system being cancelled prior to launch. At first glance, Microsoft's upcoming Windows 11 seems like a robust software update that powers most of the world's PCs. The first thing you'll notice when looking at it is its new streamlined design, similar to smartphones and tablets with Apple's iOS technology and Google's Android. Microsoft changed the way Windows is designed and delivered, and the initial result was Windows 10. Microsoft's announcement of Windows 11 explains much of its evolution over the past few years, adding refinements to functionality and improving the overall user experience. While Microsoft previously stated that Windows 10 would be the only version of its operating system for years to come, it has now been around for 6 years and this new update offers important features to justify a move to the new version. We're not sure if they'll still get the recommended updates twice a year, but if you really want the latest and greatest version of Windows, then Windows 11 is the way to go. And if you don't like the look and feel of Windows 11, you can safely ignore it and keep using Windows 10 for years, even if Microsoft eventually expects you to upgrade. Windows 11 has ubiquitous improvements, with Microsoft promising to reduce the size of updates by 40% and tout Windows 11 as the safest version. Microsoft announced the additional features and improvements of Windows 8 on the first day of the Build conference on September 13, 2011. This version is the first appearance of Windows 12, when Microsoft employees announced that the first developer version will be released during the conference on July 4, 2019. The 2019 Microsoft Software Conference. On May 14, 2013, Microsoft officially announced a feature update for Windows 8, which is Windows 8.1. After completing the preview of the Windows 8 version, Microsoft began work on the final version. Microsoft plans to hold a press conference on October 25, 2012 and release Windows 8 to the public the next day. Microsoft plans to release Windows 11 to the public on October 5, but if fans really can't wait, they can at least experience it. Windows 10 will have the longest life cycle of any Microsoft operating system so far, and it will still be the latest version nearly 6 years after its first release. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella will tell everyone at the event that this is the first version of the new era of Windows.
This has been the Fake News Channel, Episode 2. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.